could you like to say what you found out, especially maybe in the last 2 months since the landing?
To me, you know, there are lots of details that are fascinating. The big picture thing that really speaks to me as somebody who's looked at planets for a long time is how you can take these very exotic materials and conditions, you know, water at the ice at the temperature of liquid nitrogen, methane rain, and organic stuff falling on the surface of soils, and the end result is something that looks like a picture you might take out in the Arroyo out in California. What it's telling you is that the fundamental processes that shape the planetary surfaces are actually quite common and consistent. You got a place where you change the materials out, but the processes are the same.
Just, you know, the idea of liquid of methane lakes or oceans and water volcanoes, just not going to have big meteorology system as well as space. It's absolutely fascinating.
It's a lot of fun, and one of the big questions we got is kind of a very terrestrial-based question, which is, when did it rain last on Titan, and when will it rain next? We don't know. We didn't catch it raining, apparently, when we came down, but we sure see the results of it. It's kind of like if I went down, you know, landed in the Edwards Dry Lake out in California tomorrow, I wouldn't see any water on the ground, and I'd see all these hills that have been carved by essentially local floods.
Right.
And I wouldn't know, to start with, when that happened. It might have been a century ago, or it might have been last week.
We never saw, never seen any evidence of actually pools of liquid.
No, that's we.
Because I swear, I look at those pictures of that. I say that's a pond. That's, you know, a sea. Those are white caps. And look, you get closer, there's white caps. I mean,
that was a pool.
I could have sworn
that was a pool. Not only the clouds, but you had that little.
Well, that looks morphologically like a lake, but so does the dry.
But you had the clouds there.
But so does the dry lake when you see it from the surface, from the air.
So I think just the dark stuff was all just organics that have been washed into lowlands or something. Well,
actually, the message from that is very interesting. I thought it would be easy to tell whether we had lots of liquid hydrocarbons there. And if you had a global ocean or regional seas, I think it would have been. Now we're looking for puddles. How would you go about absolutely proving that you had seen a liquid surface?
It changes constantly.
We haven't seen anything changed. That's number one so far. Specular reflection from the surface is one of the things you look for, and we have not seen that over most of these areas, which means that puts a limit on the fraction of the area that might have a mirror surface on it.
Or sort of the age of the surface, were it ever to...
Is the estimations of the temperature right? Is it actually in the liquid zone of ethane methane?
Yep. And we had that nailed with Voyager, actually. The data all confirm that.
But it's a narrow range. It's like, you know, 20 degrees or something centigrade that this stuff is liquid, right? Before it's solid or gaseous.
That's the interesting point about methane, is under the 1.5 bar atmosphere and 90 degrees Kelvin, methane is right at the same position in its phase diagram that water is on the Earth, which is really interesting. That may be why that looks so Earth-like.
What is liquid ethane and methane? What kind of, I mean, is, you know, liquid, viscosity or...
It's like water.
Yeah?
It's like water. It's light hydrocarbons. You go talk to the guys in the oil industry and so forth. This is you can't produce it under terrestrial conditions because when we want to make liquid gas on the Earth at our temperatures and pressures, what you've got to do is either make it very cold or put it under a lot of pressure, which is, you know, why you got a liquid natural gas tank. This is liquid natural gas, to first order. Except the pressure vehicle is Titan rather than, you know, a tank on the back of your truck.
Yeah, so the pressure vehicle is the temperature. It's
right.
Actually
at very low temperature. So you get low temperature, higher pressure, and all of a sudden you can actually have this stuff running around on the ground instead of inside a tank.
But it's real undense. So anything that landed, it would actually sink. It would be real hard to float in a liquid sea or whatever of ethane or methane.
Well, that's right. Actually, finding stuff that would float on the surface is a bit of a problem.
Does it have any comparable properties to water, though, in that the most dense stuff, the coldest stuff, sinks to the bottom until you start freezing. And the freezing stuff is at the top.
It's not like water from that point of view.
No, because everything...
The solids will sink.
Solids will sink, yeah.
Unless they're highly porous or something.
Oh, yeah, that's huge because they tend to make everything solid.
One of the things we talked about when we couldn't see anything on the surface initially was maybe we had solid acetylene floating on liquid methane. That would have made the liquid areas bright. Bright areas seem to be the hills, so.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But that's why those Huygens pictures were so important, is that they kind of give you, they get rid of half of your hypothesis space, basically.
So acetylene solidifies maybe 20 degrees higher than methane or ethane or something?
Actually, even in the atmosphere, the acetylene will form a solid form. The trouble is it's reasonably unstable. I'm not an organic chemist by trade, but they tell me solid acetylene sitting on the surface, all you got to do is kick it, and it'll polymerize into something else, you know.
Yeah, it wants to react, so it's a triple bond, yeah. Yeah, so that's the stuff that was created in the upper atmosphere by the radiation, right? Supposed to have rained for eons on the surface and, like, dazzled the science fiction illustrators. It's really sort of bad. The resolution was so lousy in a lot of the beginning pictures on it, but I guess it was rotating or spinning too fast. And it's almost too bad they didn't put an orbiter around Titan. Have they made other real close passes to Titan?
All of those radar passes I showed you, we've made... Four or five close passes by Titan.
That landing video was beautiful. I mean, for a while I thought we were landing in a valley. But that was sort of an optical illusion.
That was an optical illusion. That is one of the problems with that video still, is that when you start seeing the albedo contrast, your eye wants to turn it into shading, whether it is or not.
Yeah.
And so you get this feeling of coming into mountains, and it's not until you get a little lower that you see it kind of flatten out. It's on the DISR website at the University of Arizona. They've taken out all the artifacts. It's not just the raw data. They've done as good a job as they can of smoothing, but it's still got this funny characteristic to it. Yeah. They just got it on the website the other day, so it's pretty fresh.
So this is a lot better than what the first thing they had, that was sort of a compilation of pictures that look like a video of the landing.
Yeah, that was basically just one picture after another.